Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The writer and poet, Thomas McGreevy, was born in Tarbert in County Kerry, but when war broke out in 1914, he was working in the civil service in London. He was promoted and transferred into the intelligence division of the Admiralty before joining the Royal Field Artillery and serving in both Ypres and the Somme.
This is the McGreevy house, and the family moved here when McGreevy was five. I'm Susan Schreibman, and I'm a professor of digital humanities at Maynooth University, and I also write about Thomas McGreevy. We're in Tarbert, County Kerry, so it's a large white house, quite imposing, just outside of the town. I can take you outside. So it's on the main road, but has this very long back garden that goes right down to the estuary. And there's a door at the bottom of the garden that, in fact, leads out to the water. So he went to school here in Tarbert, and at the time, children finished school at about 12. And then eventually someone suggested the civil service, and he did. He took this Boy Clerk exam, which was the entry level for the civil service at the time. But at the outbreak of the war, in fact, he had his summer holidays, and he came here to Tarbert. And all his six sisters also came back, and they would spend their summer holidays together. It was a lovely summer. He writes about going bathing in the Shannon every day. And war breaks out August 4th, and within 2 days, a telegram arrives telling him that he's been promoted to a 2nd Division clerk, and that he was being posted to intelligence in the Admiralty. So this is 1916 at this point, and conscription is imminent in the UK. And because he worked with so many military, they advised him to register rather than wait to be conscripted. So he was very good at maths, and he was advised maybe the artillery was a good match for him, because at the time, in order to fire the big guns, the 18-pounders, you needed a lot of math, and you had to calculate a lot of things in your head. And so he was very good at that, and he had an introduction, he went on an interview, and he was accepted. He went first to the Ypres Salient, and one of the poems, De Civitate Hominum, kind of memorializes an incident that he witnessed, I think, in that first few days. There are fleece-white flowers of death that unfold themselves prettily about an airman who high over Gehuvelt is taking a morning look round, all silk and silver up in the blue. I hear the drone of an engine and soft pounding puffs in the air as the fleece-white flowers unfold. I cannot tell which flower he has accepted, but suddenly there is a tremor, a zigzag of lines against the blue, as he streams down into the white, a delicate flame, a stroke of orange in the morning's dress. My sergeant says, very low, "Holy God, 'tis a fearful death." Holy God makes no reply, yet. McGreevy was wounded twice, the first time not so seriously. A bullet kind of grazed off his temple, and he was very lucky. It hit his Sam Brown belt, and so it punctured that, but not him. But the second time was much more serious, and that's in September 1918. They were in the mess, so it's him, his superior officer, the Batman, and the cook. He writes that there were bombs going overhead, getting nearer and nearer, and in fact, one of them landed on the hut. Both the Batman and the cook were killed. He was wounded as well as his superior officer, but neither of them died. McGreevy would not have had the same kind of recognition as some of his contemporaries, but that might be because of the way that he wrote. It is very modernist, urban, much more cosmopolitan, much more about the war, the First World War, instead of, for example, the Rising. The war just seems to intrude, no matter how much he tries to keep it away. And in fact, it may be that poetry does save McGreevy. So many people coming back from the war couldn't cope with their experiences, and poetry becomes a way for McGreevy to deal with those.
Tarbert, in County Kerry. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I. Thank you.